When people hear about something that's good and unbelievable, they want to see it for themselves. Today's gospel is just that, but with a message that takes us way beyond what one may expect. Some Greeks came to see Jesus and were anxious to speak with him. Their arrival seems to spark a new sense of urgency in Jesus' heart. He exclaims, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." The significance of this image of the seed and his words about his time of glorification would have had a great impact on the disciples and others who heard Jesus. However, that image, combined with his words, which were intimately connected, was lost on them. Jesus was the seed who would die, so that the great harvest of fruit would become possible. As in the drawing together of all people in his name, that time was close and it was getting nearer. For Jesus, this was not a time that was free of doubts, pain, or anxiety. Therefore, Jesus says, "I am troubled." And in his deep anxiety, it appears he asked himself this question: "What should I say? Father, save me from this hour?" He then immediately answers his own question: "No. It was for this purpose that I came to this hour." His purpose was to die as a seed, so that all people may have the possibility to live in faith and truth, so that a great harvest of people may be gathered together in his name to the glory of God. And the journey to his death was to be by way of pain and suffering beyond imagination, to be lifted up on a cross for all to see. But this is to happen so that God could lift Jesus up out of the darkness of death into the wonder, the beauty of the light of the resurrection, and to open the way for each of us to follow him into eternal life in all its fullness. Could the disciples have understood this at that time? Thursday, after praying my morning prayers, I read today's gospel again, and I felt that I had another insight on the words of the gospel, even though I had already written my homily for today. Am I following Jesus? Are you following Jesus? Are we serving Jesus in ways that will give honor to God our Father? Does our life itself bring that honor and glory to God, whom we come here to pray to and to seek forgiveness? Where can one start? I know that I have just asked you several questions, but let's begin with, when we wake up in the morning, with the aches and pains that carry us through daily, or the anxiety from the dread of what may be in store for us when we start out the door, or the pain we suffer for the child whom we feel is hanging out with the wrong group of friends. You choose your favorite pain or tribulation. Does it make you hate your life in this world? maybe a little bit? On some occasions, does it cause you to forget that you are trying to serve and follow Jesus? I bet it does. In November of last year, my wife lost her youngest niece, who was only 54 years old. That death has devastated our families. We are still mourning. And at times, it seems as if it was just yesterday. A couple of days ago, a good friend of mine from the parish that I was first ordained and assigned to, he passed away. His backstory was that from the age of 12, he began reaching out to those in need. One in particular, who called that Brooklyn parish to attend the funeral, related what was done for him by Glenn, who wasn't even a teenager at that time. And then another called to pay their respects and spoke of what Glenn had done for them. And another, and another. These revelations occurred over Glenn's next 40 years of life. I didn't realize it during the dozen years that I personally knew Glenn. But he was living a life that reflected what Jesus says in today's gospel. Whoever serves me must follow me. Glenn died from cancer, which he had overcome, but it came back with a vengeance and took his life. He endured both bouts, yet he still lived his life, a life that gave glory to God. And now in death, I see it glorifies God from his faith and love, most of all for his fellow man. Yet today, it is easy for us to be overwhelmed by the suffering and the pain, especially those events leading to Jesus' crucifixion. Indeed, it is right that this remains part of our Lenten reflections. But do not let any of us lose sight of the overriding power of God, who is love, who is at the heart of all that happens. It is for the love of God that Jesus walked the road to the ultimate sacrifice, that of suffering and death. Love is the key that makes sense of all that which seems nonsensical. It is only through the eyes of faith that love can be seen to prevail amid such passion. Passion equals suffering. Suffering, such sacrifice that is in the midst of Jesus' passion and sacrifice. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son as a means by which a new relationship of love could be opened up between God and all the people. Not through the old covenant, but through a new covenant of love. The promise of God was that the kingdom of heaven is freely available, life in all its fullness, in this world and in the next. From the prophet Jeremiah, we were forewarned that God would establish a new covenant that would not be like the covenant made with their fathers. I will place my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's the law that Jesus spoke of as having at its heart the love of God and the love of one's neighbor. Through Jesus, God's law of love is placed deep within God's people. It is truly as if it is written on our very hearts. For Jesus is how the new covenant of God's love is brought into existence, to be made a reality in our lives. Through Jesus' sacrifice of his very self, there should be no place in the heart of Christian people for hatred. The same heart upon which God writes his new covenant of love. Love of God, love of fellow human beings, of creation, and of all that is good. And lastly, lest we forget, we are the fruit of the earthly tree of life, the life given to us from the seed God gave us in Jesus. I am the tree, you are the branches that will bear the fruit. How else could Glenn, from such an early age, share God's love with his fellow man? Like Glenn, we can come to see Jesus, despite our pains and trials, through the actions in the lives of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ.